Hi, this is Mary Mayweather, and I would like to welcome you to Small Town Stories. And I'd like to begin by saying that the intro and the background music is The Records. And I access the clips from the Spotify Music Library. It's something that comes with the Anchor app. Just wanted to get the formalities out of the way. And now I'll begin the story. This week, an innocent compliment that could have been disguised as an insult opened Lisbeth Perlow's eyes. She was leaned over the desk helping a student with her science, and the student stopped writing and turned to her to say, "You smell exactly like my grandmother. I think you wear the same perfume." Time stood still, giving Lisbeth a moment to assess the compliment. "You smell exactly like my grandmother." The poor child had no idea of the punch behind her statement. It meant so many things. Does that mean I'm old? Lisbeth thought. Had the day she feared come to fruition? Should she throw out the perfume and buy something more contemporary? Lisbeth had lived for quite some time. She had a balanced tally of New Year's, Valentine's, and 4th of July holidays spent with friends, family, and occasionally alone. Earlier events in the day added evidence of the changes in the teacher in the small town school. Earlier in the day, she spoke sternly to a student. He replied, "Ah, we know your bark is worse than your bite." Then he opened his locker and waved his quiet reading book at her as if to say, "Your secret is safe with me. We'll let them think you scare us into working." They both smiled and went about their day. Not 10 minutes later, another student weaseled his way into a lunch tutoring session by saying, "I do better when you read the questions to me." What he meant to say was, "I like to eat your secret stash of Chips Ahoy when I'm studying." The older kids who had dismissed her had recently started to regard her with a curious glint in their eyes. Every time, Lisbeth looked down at her blouse to see if she spilled coffee, and her eyes fell on the necklace the sweet girl from her writing class had made in the woodshop class. The pause in time translated the glint she hadn't quite figured out until now. By secondary school standards, Lisbeth Perlow was old. The fine lines around her eyes, her love of bright lipstick, and the overabundance of hard candies in her purse, all were characteristics of someone who cared, or better worded, had the gift of issuing a soft word or offering a sweet treat when life dealt a bitter blow. Lisbeth had surrendered the trappings of youth to embrace the patience appointed by time. It was a fair exchange, she decided. Time resumed, and the girl said, "I hope that didn't offend you." She tilted her head in an air of recollection. "I like the smell." Lisbeth said, "You made my heart smile." And this is where this week's small town story ends, with a reminder that time, like the rushing of a river, moves swiftly, smoothing the stone's jagged edges. In other words, what lies ahead of us isn't as worrisome as we thought it would be. Have a great week, have a great week, and remember to make good choices.